It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. It is the podcast where I am reading the dictionary. Hey, let's talk about the words in this episode. And the first one is dodgem. D-O-D-G-E-M. Yeah, you say dodgem. Noun from 1945. This is chiefly British, and I love this. I've never heard of this before. Because I am not British, the synonym is bumper car, and it is called also dodgem car. So, this I find interesting because in America, we call them bumper cars. In Britain, England, that whole area, they call them dodgem cars. So, the way that I think of that is that they're calling them a thing by you want to dodge the other cars because they're coming to get you. You want to dodge them. But the way that we think of them is that you are trying to bump into the other cars. So, it's like it's like all about the point of view. Does this say something about our cultures, America and England, that I think it does, that America is like, oh, I'm going to come get you. I'm going to hit into you. And Britain is like, pardon me, I'm going to move over here and to avoid your bump. I'm going to dodge you. Oh, this is fascinating. I mean, it may not say anything about our culture, but based on what I'm reading, it makes sense to me. Okay, the sound effect today is going to be, aww. I may have done that before, but that's okay. Dodger is next. Noun from 1568. One that dodges, especially one who uses tricky devices. What might these tricky devices be? Smoke bombs? Other things that you can use to dodge to and fro, away, up and down. Dodging tricky devices. Number two, a small leaflet, and the synonym is circular. So these are the things that, people are going to drop off in your mailbox. Some people might call them junk mail because they're junk and they get thrown out and they're a big waste of paper. But why they're called dodger? Maybe because people want to dodge, they don't want to get them? I don't know. It doesn't give me any etymology for that. Number three, the synonym is corn dodger, which, oh man, I don't remember what we said for that. We got to go back and do a quick look. I swear, by the end of this podcast, I'm going to be spending half my time just going back. And this is, I know, it's a big waste of time. You don't like this part, but some people like me, we just need a little reminder of what was said before. Let's see, because we can't remember everything. Where are you, corn dodger? Here we go. Oh, it is literally a thing of food, a cake of corn bread that is fried, baked, or boiled as a dumpling, but I don't know why they call it a dodger. Number four. A usually canvas screen on a boat or ship that provides protection from spray. Well, that's a very good invention, but I don't know why. I mean, I guess you're putting it up there to dodge the spray, to stop the spray from hitting you. That's the only thing that I can think of. Aww. Dodgery is next, with a Y. Noun from 1670, the synonyms are evasion and trickery. This is where you're using the tricky devices to perform some dodgery.
Oh!
Dodgy is next. D-O-D-G-Y, adjective from 1861. Number one is chiefly British. And the synonyms for number one are evasive and tricky. Clearly, we see a connection here. Evasion, evasive, trickery, tricky. And number two, wow, are all of these chiefly British? Number two, 2A, not sound or good or reliable. not sound good or reliable. Ooh, it's dodgy. Ooh, yeah, that microphone that I used to use at the beginning of this show, it was kind of dodgy. It didn't sound great. I think I got a better one now. That doesn't scream chiefly British to me. Or maybe we've lived with it for so long in America that we understand it. We say it sometimes, but yeah, I mean, it's mainly British, but I think it's more relatable in America than something like Dodgem or Dodgem car is. 2B, I think this is still chiefly British. The synonyms are questionable and suspicious. So it's not so much the quality is bad, like in 2A. This one is more like, that person gave you a thing that they said it was good for a discount at this store, but that seems kind of dodgy to me. It's shady. Shady, suspicious, questionable, yeah. I don't know what that example, somebody gave you a coupon? No, there's a better example. All these texts and phone calls that we get, all this spam stuff that we're getting these days, those are dodgy. Number 3, chiefly British, requiring skill or care in handling or coping with. Requiring skill or care in handling, so you gotta, so, okay, if maybe there's a person who is very sick, maybe they're dottery, they are dodgy because they require skill in handling. Maybe you need to help them walk around, so they're dodgy. Dodginess is a noun. Aww. Dodo is next. Oh, this is wonderful. Wonderful that this is in the book, even though they're all dead. Dodo, D-O-D-O. Noun from 1628, 1A. An extinct, heavy, flightless bird of the island of Mauritius that was larger than a turkey and was related to the pigeon. Let's see. I don't know if I said Mauritius right. It could be Mauritius. Depends on who you talk to, maybe, how they want to pronounce that. So, the species name of this extinct, heavy, flightless bird is Raphis cucullatus. And there's another one, Didus ineptus. Interesting. They're inept. They are of the family Raphidae with a PH. And Raphis in the species name is also with a PH. So, let's see. There's more, though. We got 1B, an extinct flightless bird of the island of Reunion, similar to and closely related to the dodo. I never heard that there was another dodo that's not a dodo, but is like the dodo, but we call it a dodo. You're making me feel like a dodo. The species name of this one is Raphis solitarius. I don't know why. I am fascinated by these birds. We will definitely post a picture. I will put a link in the show notes so you can learn more about these dodos. Let's see. I believe I heard that the reason they're extinct, well, I think it's pretty obvious that it's from humans. Humans killed them all. They killed them to eat them. And I think I remember hearing that they didn't even taste all that good. So why did you go ahead and murder an entire species of bird for what? For food? For greed? For what? Why did you do this? I am very disappointed in the human race. The dodo is just like, it's the poster child for extinct things, isn't it? I think it helps that they look kind of funny, and they have a kind of funny name, and the name comes from the Portuguese dudo, D-O-U-D-O, which means silly or stupid. So it's, pretty similar to in what we think of the word dodo is in English. And I say that because we were on the whole track of this bird, but we do have more definitions. We have 2A, one hopelessly behind the times. You're so in the 1990s, you're a dodo. But then here's 2B, it's just a stupid person. So yeah, that's the word, the Portuguese word means stupid. The birds, one could say they look kind of stupid. And so then, of course, we... Now, which came first, though? Was it the bird? Was the name of the bird first? And then we called stupid people dodo because of the bird? Or did we already have that word? I don't know about that. I also heard, I will probably post this picture too, that there is I think it's the skull, the head of a dodo that is still intact. It's got like the skin on it, I think. Yeah, I don't really know the details about that, but yes, I believe I heard that there is a dodo head somewhere that has the skin, the DNA on it. I think that's fascinating. Oh, and then there was a dodo character, a cartoon character on, was it, which show was it? Was it Tiny Toons? Oh, I'll have to do some research. I want to say it's Tiny Toons. I don't think it was Animaniacs, although it could have been, but no, I think it was before that. Yeah, I don't remember the character's name other than maybe Dodo, but I very much connected to that very weird, crazy, silly bird character. Next. Oh, do down. D-O, next word. D-O-W-N, transitive verb from the 15th century, 14th century. My brain swapped numbers. It's British, and it means to get the better of. And how might you get the better of? That's by trickery. You're using the dodgy things like trickery and evasion to get the better of somebody, and it's a do-down. I just watched a video today of Brett Goldstein talking about British slang, and for some of them, he was like, I don't even know what this is. But here's another one, a do-down. Oh, doe is next. D-O-E, noun from before the 12th century. This is a deer, a female deer. Yes, it is. The adult female of various mammals, as a deer, rabbit, or kangaroo, of which the male is called buck. And so all of those mammals where the male is buck, the female is doe, or the female is doe, so the male is called buck. I don't know if there are any examples of one or the other, or if they always got to have both. And I didn't realize, maybe I heard this once before, that the rabbit, the male and the female, are doe and buck as well. That's not something that I would think of. Kangaroo, too. Interesting. Doe, a deer, a female deer. There's really not that much for the etymology, so... Oh! The next is DOE, all caps, abbreviation for 1, Department of Energy. 2, depends on experience. That's so different from the Department of Energy. It depends on the experience. I would like to get a job at the DOE. Well, it's DOE if you can get a job at the DOE. Depends on your experience. I have no experience in energy, except that I am literally a ball of energy, and so are you. Oh. Next is doe-eyed. D-O-E hyphen E-Y-E-D. Adjective from 1933, having large, innocent-looking eyes. So cats, dogs, they do this. I mean, kids obviously have large, innocent-looking eyes. Puss in Boots, when you first see Puss in Boots in the Shrek movie, he puts on real big doe eyes, and that seems like sort of his superpower. Cartoons especially will really put on the doe eyes. They'll make them real big and dilate the iris and put little sparkles on there maybe. And yeah, I don't think I can do doe eyes anymore. I think I'm well past that. It doesn't say why we call it doe-eyed. I would assume that the doe is from the doe, like the female deer. And I guess their eyes are, you know, big and innocent and sparkly. Oh, that's so cute. Next is doer, D-O-E-R, noun from the 14th century, one that takes an active part, as in a thinker or a doer. What are you? Do you just think things, or do you do things? I'm a bit of both, I guess. Right now, I'm a doer. I'm a podcaster doer, but most of the time, I just like to think. Ha ha. The next is does, D-O-E-S. This is the present third singular word of the word do. Or it's also the plural of doe, the female deer, rabbit, kangaroo, moose thing. So yeah, but that would be does. That would be pronounced does, the plural. But the singular of do, present third singular of do, is does. I does this podcast. Oh! Next is doe skin. Ugh, I don't like this. One word, noun from the 15th century, number one, the skin of does or leather made of it, and then also soft leather from sheep or lamb skins. I mean, I would call those sheepskin or lambskin and not doe skin, but I get it. I guess you can just use the same name for different things. Two, a compact coating and sportswear fabric napped and felted for a smooth surface. So it's not actually the leather made from the skin, but it's something, maybe it's similar to the skin, and so that's why they call it doe skin. I do not agree with this stuff. So sorry, not sorry at all. Oh. The next word is doesn't. D-O-E-S-N, apostrophe T. It's from 1739. It's not a thing, it's not a noun, it's not a verb. It just means does not. It's a contraction of those two words. It's not much of a contraction because we got rid of the space and we got rid of the O, and the O was replaced with an apostrophe. So yeah, does not is doesn't. Oh, the next word, well, the next two words are archaic. So, you know, we like to pretend we're from the olden times when we use words like this, maybe Shakespeare or something like that. So this first one is doest, D-O-E-S-T. This is the archaic present second singular of the word do. Do you doest? The do, oh, I can't think of anything. There's so many forms, so many definitions for the word do that you'd think I would have been able to come up with something. Did thou doest your hair do? Aww. Next word, doeth. So this one has a TH. The other one had an ST. Doeth is the archaic present third singular of the word do. So I guess that's when you're talking about somebody else. Ah, they doeth that thing very well. And here is our last word. Oh, you can pronounce it either doff or doff. Doff, doff. D-O-F-F. Transitive verb from the 14th century, 1A. To remove from the body, and the thing that you might be removing is an article of wear. It's clothing. It's clothing is what you wear. You're removing it. You're doffing it. Yeah, I'm wearing some clothes. I'm not going to take them off. But if I did, I would be doffing. 1B, to take off in greeting or as a sign of respect. And in this case, it's a very specific article of clothing, which is the hat. So if you're wearing a hat and you want to say hello to somebody, you can do a tip of the hat. You can take it off, raise it up a little bit at an angle, say hello, how do you do? How doest do? And put it back on. Or maybe if you respect somebody, typically, you know, it's a man wearing a hat and a woman comes in or leaves. You take off your hat or you stand up. because you got to show the respect. Number two, to rid oneself of or put aside. I'm done with this thing. I'm going to set it over there. I don't need it anymore. I'm going to doff it from my life. There is a phrase, two versions of it, doff one's hat to or doff one's cap to. And that means to show respect to. And the synonym is salute. So yeah, somebody comes in who's more important than you, you should doff your cap to them to show them respect. Those were all the words we had today. Dodge'em, dodger, dodgery, dodgy, dodo, do down, doe, D-O-E, doe-eyed, doer, does, doe-skin, doesn't, doest, doeth, and doff. This is difficult. I really liked the Dodge'em car, which is a bumper car. The dodo is great, but I'm going to put a link in the show notes and pictures on the social media at Dictionary Pod. Oh, let's see. I'm kind of thinking about doff. I don't know why. It's just sort of different. I liked a lot of these words. They're good stuff in here. Doe-eyed, I mean, come on. You can't, yeah. If I had a kid, they would probably be giving me the doe eyes all the time. Sure, let's pick doff as the word of the episode. I doff my hat to you because I have respect for you. Doff your hat because you respect me. This is not a song anymore. Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I think that's it for today. That's it. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, we got some good words in the next episode. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye. Aww.
We are coming back for another season, and we are here to answer the hard-hitting questions like, did Jodorowsky's Dune inspire the modern era of sci-fi?
Why did we get two Dune video games from the same company in the same year?
What was the real reason Disney dropped the production for Nimona?
Is it Kingdom of the Sun or Kingdom in the Sun?
Why is Sting so miserable?
How many monsters did Godzilla fight?
Why do studios in the U.S. think it's okay for them to make Godzilla movies?
The Haunted Mansion and the Pirates of the Caribbean ride were supposed to be connected?
Is Crimson Peak just a reincarnation of Guillermo del Toro's The Haunted Mansion?
Was Willem Dafoe really going to be a villain in Treasure Planet 2?
And
what is a Star War?
This season, we answer all these questions and more in the fourth season of How Did This Not Get Made, starting June 17th. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.